Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Wild and the Loud King Show. I am your host, Buck Wild, and this dude over here, the God slash the Loud King. We're not gonna say his real name. He can say his own real name. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. And shit, homie. Well, where do we begin? This particular episode is gonna be on party etiquette. Of course, we're going to talk about a variety of other things in between that particular subject, but we are going to eventually get to the subject of party etiquette. Well, I did see some interesting things on the internet, I will say. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the XXL freshman list, and you know, they put on some guys, a bunch of whack people, if you ask me. I mean, they put the Catch Me Outside girl on there, and they also put Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know how I feel about him. I like his song Kiki, though. Kiki's a pretty good song, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about it? Nigga, speak up.
I mean, I didn't really see the list. The only people I even heard on the list of people you did say this now. I like so much Tekashi music. I just don't like his interviews and stuff like that. Could kind of make him seem like an asshole, though.
He did say on the show, come test his gangster. How you feel about it, man? Testing the gangster. Do you think that's going to end? You think that's going to, like, get him killed or some shit?
I mean, I hope not, but you keep putting energy out there, I mean, you're going to find what you're looking for.
I have been saying this on my Instagram, and I've been saying this on my Facebook. I've been saying this all over my social media. What you put in the universe, you will get back. Yeah. You act like an asshole. Well, folks is going to be an asshole to you back. And that's when you got to get on your new God flow. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what I'm on, because trying to do better. Not some absolutely great things in my day. But if you guys want a little background on me, I go to North Carolina Central University. Shout out to North Carolina Central University. I'm getting a business administration degree with a focus in management over there. And you know what, man? Central is one of the greatest schools ever, in my opinion. That could be subject to change if they mess with my graduation, you know? But, like, what I mean by that is, I mess with a lot of people back in my day. I could tell you stories, but you know, we're going to save that for another podcast. You know what I'm saying? But another thing I saw that was interesting in the news, you know what I'm saying? You heard about the dude that shot up the school in Florida, right?
Yeah.
You know, this nigga pleaded not guilty.
Nah, I didn't even see that. Man, that's crazy.
I mean, they got him on footage shooting the damn school, like. But you know what the worst part about it is? Just imagine if he was a black dude. You know what I'm saying? Black like me and you. They would have shot his ass, man.
Yeah.
He ain't making it out alive. Not just that. A little background about the Loud King. He's from South Carolina. You know about Dylan Roof.
Of course, I know about that. Yeah.
His little sister talking about the walkouts is. They hope they shoot up niggas and shit. But she said E-R. You know what I'm saying? Not G-A. Which, I mean, it's still offensive either which way you're saying. I'm trying to stop saying the N-word. You know, I'm trying to substitute it with God. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to be saying nigga forever.
Why? Why you say that? You're going to be saying nigga forever.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Is it ingrained in you?
I mean, like, not to sound cliche, but it's just a term of endearment, term, like.
Though that's not what it originally was.
I know, but nigga, we taking the term and flipping it, like, taking a negative term, flipping it in a positive way, though, so.
I mean, I get it, yeah. I don't agree with it personally, but I'm trying not to say the N word because it is offensive, and I'm trying to move better. Like I'm trying not to smash these chicks. You know what I'm saying? But why does the universe make it hard for you to get for things that you want though, man? You know, like I want this money. But the universe is making it hard for me to get this money.
It's see, nothing. You see, if you really want it, the obstacle is going to be put in your life. See if you really want it. Or are you going to give up once it get hard?
Now, here's another question. And I don't know what your beliefs is personally, but this is my belief. Do you believe that God puts things in the universe to tell us things that's going on in life? Like, for example, let me give you a little background on my story. I had a crush on this chick. I had a crush on this chick in high school, like my freshman year of high school. I guess if anybody's listening back in Warren County, where I'm from, they'll probably know who I'm talking about. But it's not to diss her because she was a good person, you know what I'm saying? And I wish her the best in everything that's going on. But you know, I'm glad she curbed me because things that have happened are meant to be. So, little background story. I told a girl I liked her on Facebook. I was like, we should date and stuff. You know what she did? She ignored me. For like, damn. And I was like, damn, son. That's effed up. In my 15-year-old mind, I'm depressed and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Buddy depressed.
Yeah, buddy was depressed. But I was 15, bro. I mean, and my hormones was up. Now that I'm about to be 23 in a few months and shit, I'm like, man, what the hell? That was not a big deal at all. Long story short, she got pregnant, and yeah, that was my sign from the universe that yeah, that was not meant to be. Cause I don't know about you, but I ain't trying to have no babies now. Like, nah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody had something like that.
It's funny because it happened to another chick I dated too. Shit's crazy, but nah, I do take signs from the universe, like. For example, I done a chick dirty and then somebody else did me dirty. It's bound to happen. I admit my mistakes and we just gotta try and move past them, you know what I'm saying? But long story short, nobody's perfect and you can't like stop that from happening.
What's your worst turn down at a party?
All right, we're going to jump right into club etiquette. I mean, party etiquette. Well, I ain't gonna lie, man. I've been at Central for like 3 years, right? And I've been to a lot of parties, especially during my sophomore year. And I got turned down a lot. I probably arguably say that my success rate is not as high as my failure rate. My success rate was probably about 38%. My failure rate was probably about 62%. So basically... For every 10 chicks that I tried to get a twerk from,
7 said no.
7 said no. And bro, like that shit was crazy. But the worst curve was, I forgot what this chick name was, but yeah, I got a twerk in from her. She was doing good too. But then I tried to go for a second dance. She's like, nah. I was like, God.
I mean, that could not be the worst curve if you already danced with her before.
Like, all right, fine. Okay, let me do this. Another chick, one chick curved me and, you know, she started dancing on, she curved me and then she started dancing on another nigga. I'm like, zoo.
Right in front of me.
But it's funny though. Here's what happened though. I went back and then played. Got the friend. Got the twerk from the friend. Then she wanted to dance on the dude. Dance on the god. Or Buck Wild in the case. And you know what I said? If a gangster can't touch you, what you bossing it for?
This dude, wow. So you turn her down or you like.
Yeah, I basically said. Okay, so in context of this, I'm not sure if you guys heard In My Life by Juvenile and Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh, he said, loose titty, loose booty, wound down and up. If a gangster can't touch it, what you bouncing it for?
It's nobody that Juvenile.
I sure do, man. But yeah, whenever a girl curve me, I always say that. I'd be like, if a gangster can't touch it, what you bouncing it for? It's not to say that she's obligated to dance with me. Nah, she ain't. It's just a joke, more so than getting curved. I don't give a
She is.
I don't care about getting curved because, I mean, because that's one chick out of what, maybe on average 50 chicks in one house party or in one club. If it's pre-dawn, it's like 300 of them. So getting curved by one is not going to matter. It really isn't. You can take that lesson in life, too. You want this? You really want to get with this chick, but she don't want your ass. You know what you do? There's 12 girls right over there, sitting over there. You talk to one of them. They say no, talk to the next one. I mean, it's not fucked up, because...
But it's what they do, I think about...
You got to be careful who knows who.
To that, and you don't want to be like the nigga to get turned down by everybody. In the club or party,
somebody got to say yes. That's all I'm saying, bro. Somebody got to say yes. So since I told you my story, tell me yours. What was the worst time you ever got turned down? Was it when you were the Lyle King?
I don't know this girl, I've been in so many, but this girl, I think she spin off me. She did like a spin move off me and like dance with somebody else though, but shit. It was like a packed party. That ain't even happened, I'm tripping. So it was one party where like I tried to pull a girl on me. And she fling my hand off, spin my hand off me, whatever. But it was like packed. So I couldn't move.
Was I there with you?
Nah, this was like my freshman year.
So oh yeah, then I definitely wasn't there. I came in 2015.
So like, she denied me or whatever, but I couldn't move. It was packed. So like, usually I get turned down. Like, all right, fuck it, I'm on to the next one. But I'm stuck. So the whole time I waiting to move around, she just staring at me like for about 5-10 minutes. As she turned me down, I'm like, bitch, why the hell you staring at me? Like, you turned me down. Like,
she was staring at me. Oh, shit. Sorry. Go ahead. All right. Damn. Sorry, the mic fell down. There we go. All right. You were saying?
No, I mean, I said my last statement. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's probably the craziest thing, dude.
Yeah, well... So what's the difference between party etiquette at HBCUs and PWIs? Because, I mean, like, in PWIs, I've been to PWI parties, and, you know, you could just grab them by the waist, just get a dance, just like at an HBCU, man, pretty much.
So you mean you're asking what the difference is?
What would you say the difference is? Do they twerk better at the HBCU parties?
I mean, they do. I would just say, like, at a PWI.
They dance with your ass longer.
Yeah, they might dance with you about 5-10 songs. You might get a girlfriend on the dance floor, like, dance with one of them, though.
Nah, I'll tell you a little story, though. There was, I went to the bar. It was with you. I think it was with you, Malachi. You and Malachi, yeah. I saw this chick, in the club. She was dancing. Actually got the number later, but you know, ain't nothing popped off because I had a girlfriend at the time when I got the number. And then she found me on Facebook. Weird. But yeah, I danced with her ass for like 20 songs. I was like, damn, man, I mean, like, and then I came back to it. She's like,
hold up, this niggas just say 20 songs? God damn.
I'm over exaggerating with that. Probably it was probably more like 7.
That's a whole damn concert.
Hey, yeah, it was probably like 7. So, yeah. She was pretty good too, man. You know what I noticed? When I get into twerking, bro, like, I don't know if it's the same for you, but if a chick ain't that good at the twerking, I mean, just because she got a fat ass don't mean she ain't any good, you know what I'm saying? But just because she got a fat ass and can throw it back don't mean it's good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes my dick don't even get hard, bro. I'm like, shit. Yeah. But then when I get on a chick, they ain't got nothing back there. You know what I'm saying? And they grinding on me. I'm like, it feel better. But here's the reason why, though. Because if a girl got a lot of ass, you know what I'm talking about? Just think about it physically. If she got a lot of ass, right? Physically. That mean the pussy or whatever is gonna be covered by the ass. You get what I'm saying? But if she's skinny, she ain't got nothing back there, really. You can feel the pussy more. So your dick's grinding right on the pussy. You get what I'm saying? This nigga looking at me crazy, but it's true though, man. At least for me, and hell, there have been some instances where I actually got the number, I pulled one. I'm like, tight. But it be bitches that don't even go to Central. Odd.
Wait, house party or the club?
Club. I mean, you do what you gotta do, man.
You gotta have that whip, Skeet, though.
He be like, Skeet, Skeet. Yeah. But nah, Have you ever pulled one at the club before?
You mean like get the number or something like
that? Nah, get the number and then smash.
Nah, to be honest, I ain't even gonna flex, nah. I got a few numbers, but you never really pursued after that, though.
You should have pursued Amber Rose's friend.
Oh, yeah, she's addicted.
It's funny, you know, cause I got a text.
You gotta clarify that though, cause they don't know who we talking about.
They might
think we talking about the real one.
No. So in the context of that, there's this girl. She got her head shaven or whatever. I don't know. I saw her at the bar one day. We saw her at the bar one day. I think it was the same night. It wasn't the same night. Sorry. Amber Rose is the bald chick at Central. She got a fat ass too, man. I'm like, oh man. Mm. I saw her around campus. The reason why we call her Amber Rose is because she keep a buzz cut. And, you know what I'm saying? She's light skinned and she thick too. Her real name, I'm not gonna put it out there because some people might actually know her.
I said, he turned his head up. He was about to say that shit. I was like, oh.
No. I do know her actual real name because I got a text from some folk that I know, and I saw her in the picture. And I said, and I put it in the group chat. I was like, Dre, yo, I found Amber Rose. And then he's like, Zoo. But yeah, Amber Rose was thick though, man. And she was good too. But I heard some stuff about her, man. And we not gonna say anything about it. Cause that's snitching. That's dry snitching. Next topic. You know, I find it funny, you know, how I managed to get numbers and pull one and I be coming to the club with dirty with beat up ass sneakers and shit. Like some of these dudes be coming out with the Jordans. The shit looked like it was fresh out the box, having trouble pulling one, and I managed to pull one with my beat up bummed up sneakers.
Nah, nobody was better at that than my my boy Nick. Shout out my boy Nick. Like freshman year, he was there. But shit, nigga had the lead though, cause he stayed on top of the grades. But fuck it, he used to come back and visit us like sophomore year and all that. So damn, we used to go to this club called Post and shit.
I know where Post at.
Anybody that was at like Central between like 2012, 2013, maybe 2014, you know, that was like one of them golden clubs from like that era right there. But anyway, so one night we go there. It's like me, homeboy Nick, homeboy we call Drizzy, like one of the other homeboys, whatever. So we out there, and like
shout out to Drizzy.
Said all is doing our thing, but and not to my nigga, but my nigga Nick. So he had his big ass white tee on. He had a hoodie on, but the white tee was hanging outside the hoodie.
He had like a 2000 ass nigga.
He had like some big gloves, and he had like this Eskimo hat on. So all this was like pretty fresh out there. But the nigga did this, like, he threw on whatever. He was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just go to the club like that. So damn, we see this nigga bouncing all across the club and all that. Every other 5 minutes on this bad bitch face. And like, shit, we see him walking up, think he about to get like turned down. We about to like zoo his ass, laugh and all that. Shit, this nigga getting dances, pulling numbers. We like, damn, what the fuck? But that shit just talk like that right there. And then like, I give a shout out to another other nigga, call him Ray. But this hood Ray, not your brother Ray, but like hood Ray.
Wait a second. You ain't talking about tall.
No, not him.
Oh, okay. Nah,
it was like it was a dude from like, we met like the end of my freshman year. He was actually for like running like the hood surrounding Central.
So he part of the ghetto, huh?
So we met him like that. We was like cool and all that.
Straight robbing guards.
But bro was like on that kind of, he was kind of bummy too. I ain't got like he was fresh. He was cool, but he wasn't super fresh. But this nigga was on that same shit. He was bummy, but he know how to say the right stuff though. So like, bad girls are messing with him. So that told me a while ago, like, it don't really matter what you wear or like how you look.
What you say.
It matter like what you can say and like how people perceive that though. So
yeah, I think words matter a little bit. But in my case, I ain't gonna lie. Like most of the chicks, I smashed the zoinks. I mean, I had a few good apples. You know what I'm saying? But
A zoink is an ugly ass. Just for you.
You know what? We gotta explain the criteria. No, not the criteria. The meaning behind our phenomena. Like you, like hashtag taffy slayer. That's what you say when you slay a taffy. A taffy is a girl that's thick as fuck. You know what I'm saying? TAFIE. But now, because I'm on my new God flow stuff, that means talented and focused. I'm talented. I'm focused, and I slay. But yeah, it's funny because I walked in. I don't know if you guys know, whoever's listening, whoever's going to listen, because this is going to be in the future. But when I walked in the Mac Center, I had my hashtag Taffy Slayer hat on. And I was talking about with my dudes and stuff. You know, I ain't going to put their names out there and stuff. But I was talking with my dudes over at the Mac. And he was basically saying, man, you basically advertising what you do, man. And you looking for something legitimate. This is going to be hard for you because you broadcasting basically that you just want to smash and go. Nah, I don't want to do that. So I hung up my hat. I paid a lot of money for it. Paid $42 for it. And the glow in the dark too. So what's happening? But yeah, I need to start with that. So Zoink is actually from Dre's childhood. You know, Dre, you can explain the Zoink and Zoo thing better than I can. Tell these dudes what's up with it.
I mean, I just said what Zoink mean. I said it's somebody who ugly as hell. Zoo, that can mean anything though. Like, Zoo mean everything.
So, from what I know, based on what Dre has told me or demonstrated, when somebody say Zoo.
So better yet, your homeboy get an F on his test. That's a Zoo moment. Like,
and then you put your finger out in front of their face and then. And then pluck their nose like Zoo.
See, because you laugh at it. Your homeboy to tell you he just smashed a girl he was trying to smash for 3 months. That's a Zoo moment. Like, it's a good thing. Nigga just got a car. Nigga get cursed out. Like, Zoo, you can Zoo somebody for anything. Like, it's just universal.
At first, I was like, "What the hell? What the hell? He talking about a place of animals?" That when I first met Dre, I met Dre back in 2015. It was fall semester. It was fall semester. I was sitting in the calf one day because my brother Ray, shout out to Ray and the fam back in Warren County. I was sitting in the calf one day. He introduced me to his people. He was like, "Yo, Brandon, this is Dre. Brandon, this is Charles. This is Eric, but we call him Drizzy. Shout out to the homies." And he also met Greg too. I don't think I met Trevor that day. Nah, I ain't met Trevor that day. I met Trevor, Darius, and Cam later on. But yeah, they said shout out to all them gods, cause I foresee great things with them people. But yeah, that's how I met Dre. It's funny, cause then what the hell? He and I just became friends and stuff, and you know I poke fun at him a lot because we call him the Loud King. Well, at least I call him the Loud King, and I always when I get around him, I always say blowing on loud. And this dude a rapper too, man. I'm trying to get him to make a song about it. It go like, when I walk up in the club, you know I'm blowing on loud.
Man, that's wild. He doesn't need to smoke anymore. No, I don't.
My current employment does random drug tests, so yeah, I don't smoke anymore. But whenever they make marijuana legal, which is probably never, or if they decide, okay, you know what, we're not gonna bang you for smoking marijuana. I'll probably smoke it in like places where it's legal, like. I was just in DC recently. I ain't getting no weed though, which is unfortunate. But I was in DC recently, and you know, you can't buy weed there. You can smoke it, you can have it on you, but you know they just give it to you a gift and stuff. Like you pay $80 for a shirt, and then they throw like a gram of weed in there. Though that's a little much, honestly, because
for paying $80 for a gram of weed,
this dude know about the street prices of weed more than I do. It's 15 for a gram, as far as I know. I grew up where I grew up at. I mean, there's a lot of dealers, but it's mostly crackheads and drunk people, and people who don't pay the child support, man. Which is
you got meth heads out where you at from?
I don't know. Nah, mostly crackheads, because Warren County, where I'm at, it's a majority black area, and black folk don't do meth, as far as I know. Right. They do crack. A lot of crackheads. Man, I'm telling you, no, I'm serious. There's a lot of crackheads where I live at. I remember I was walking home one day. It was when I was still in high school. Shout out to my people, Bill and Ted Woolridge. No, Ted Woolridge and Bill McKissick. They're my folk down there over in Warren County, where I go to church at, Orthodox Catholics. Shout out to my people over there. But I was studying one day, because they let me stay over and study at their house when I was in high school. Because, you know, I don't like distractions where I'm at. So when it was time for me to go, it was around 7 o'clock p.m. I said, I'm about to walk, because we ain't got no car. We ain't had no car back then. And we didn't. And I had my bike either. My bicycle was broken. So I'm walking back one day. Some crackhead come out of nowhere. Surprised me. I'm like, whoa, what the hell? She scared the shit out of me. You know what she... And then she kept walking and stuff. I was like, I'm good. She's like, how are you? I'm good. And then she said, for $3, I'll give you some head. I was like, young miss, I ain't interested. Back then I was being nice, cause I was fast. I was like, B, if you don't get the hell out of my face with that stuff. But
you should have brought your video though, so we could record while we was doing it too.
Nah, whatever. I'm just gonna put like this picture that we getting our boy Vincent Enoch. Shout out to Vincent Enoch, cause he gonna help design the logo for our podcast. But
I'm just saying though, with content, people like to see video too, though. So
yeah. In the future, we will do that, because I actually got a camera, and what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna mute the camera audio and just have the audio for this because it will be the same anyway. But anyway, yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. I like, bruh. And I told my mom about it. I was like, and next thing I know, I got this app called Mobile Patrol. It lets you check out, shout out to Mobile Patrol too. It lets you check out the felons that get arrested, that people who get arrested in your town. Yeah. And I saw the chick on there.
That's wild.
For the same crime. I'm like, nah, it was actually for a battery or something like that.
I might have seen your phone charge up. Dead.
Nah, it's 12%, nigga. All right. Damn it. Ah, stop saying that word, man. I'm trying to stop.
I was saying, you say that shit all the time. But I'm about to say something to you right
now. What you trying to show me, God?
This is about to be our next topic. But I'm about to say it to you.
All right.
Hold up.
Is that what I think it is? Brackets.
Did you see it earlier?
Nah, NCAA brackets.
Nah, not that.
I'm about to say, bruh. I don't watch sports.
I know you don't know about basketball, but it's something else though. Hold up.
All right, lay it low, man.
Brandon P1. It's 252, right?
Yeah. Bruh, don't be putting my number out there.
Nigga, I said the area code.
What's your area code? 252. I always be saying that. And wait a second. Is that what I think it is? Alright.
Should open that shit, my nigga.
Hold on, God. Whatever. They give us a second. It's loading up. It's a video. It's a, oh snap.
But it did the trash.
Oh, so
you want to do this one or you want to wait for like another one?
You know what? Let's do it. I'm not sharing this on my Facebook. I share it on my gram though. people don't even know what I'm doing, but yeah. So basically, it's and you know, I ain't gonna lie, like
you don't want to wait for like Charles or somewhere on this one. Are you just want
to? Yeah, no. Let's wait for Charles. So tune in next time for our next episode. We will be talking about that. It's gonna get raunchy and get real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna post it on YouTube. But oh my God, it's gonna be tight. But back to what we were saying about club etiquette. So would you fuck a girl in the club?
Inside the club.
Yeah, so say she getting freaky and promiscuous, and we're going to put this in context, because we're going to say you single, because we know you not, nigga. But I am. So here's what we're going to do. So say you single, right, and you got this bad chick, you know what I'm saying? And you grab her, you get into dancing, you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm talking about? And then you know, she danced for you for a little bit, for like five songs, and she don't. And then you try to back away. You know what she do? She pull you back in, and then she grab your hand, and then you got to touch on the, and then she make you touch on the goodies, baby, please. and then next thing you know, she pulling you into the bathroom. She turned around on the toilet. She pulled out her drawers and she's like, "Fuck the pussy."
So to be 100% honest, maybe 10-15 years ago. Yeah.
10-15 years ago, you were 7 years old.
Listen. Shut up, nigga. If I was still the same age, 10-15 years ago, yeah. The reason I would say no now, because like everything is recorded, everything you're doing is being watched.
That's like another thing, man.
Because like, to be honest, like, so I seen a video just a couple of days ago on Twitter. You know, Twitter crazy now. Well, I guess this girl and this dude's in the stall. The girl giving a dude head, and another dude taking shit. He calling the girl foot. So like, I could be in the stall fucking somebody. somebody right there next to me recording it. So like, nah, I'm too much private person to do some shit like that though. So.
Oh yeah, me too. So the reason why I wouldn't do it, cause yeah, 20 dance with the chick for six songs. You know, it not smelling good down there. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna smell good down there. I mean, I ain't gonna smell good down there either, man. Cause picture this: we in a club with like 200 people in there, right? It's getting hot as fuck in there. I'm telling you, my balls sweating and all that. Man, nah. And she probably smelling too. This is just my assumption. I could be wrong. If I am wrong, I'm sorry. But biologically, if you're in the area, when you start to sweat, there's bacteria in your sweat that comes out. And that bacteria in your sweat that comes out,
yeah,
it makes you stink. That's why when you, you know, go to the gym, because I go to the gym a lot. When you go to the gym, you ain't smelling good, bro.
Yeah.
If you smell good after you get done with a serious workout, you ain't working hard enough. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what it is. And yeah, that's why I wouldn't do it. Not just that, yeah. Folks be recording everything. Like, me and Dre, when we go to parties and stuff, everybody recording something on Snapchat. That's why Dre always wearing a hat when he get in the club. Me too. Or if I'm in the club, I put my hand over my face. I put my hands over my face or something. Because, you know, you get a twerk in and she with her friends, she recording, her friends recording you.
Yeah.
And the light on too.
Yeah.
Bruh. God don't rock with that.
gotta be incognito in there.
Incognito. This dude right here, man, he's hilarious. But yeah, that's another thing. I don't like it when people recording me and stuff, man. I gotta have plausible deniability. They be like, I saw you in the club. I gotta be like, I don't know what you talking about. Show me the footage. And not just that, I also like to think about if I'm trying to get a career and stuff and people saw me like that, I wouldn't even think about that. If they saw me in a club twerking on some girl with a beer in my hand, I mean, that just looks bad on me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's why I learned to be careful about what I post on my social media. Cause once you put it on the internet, it's gone. It's there forever. Just like what you put in the universe. Once you put something in the universe, it's there forever, man. People remember.
But on that note, we gonna sign out on the first episode. I gotta get some loud.
Loud King. So yes, thank you for tuning in to Buck Wild and the Loud King. Next episode, we will be talking about some explicit content. Stay tuned in. Have a nice night.